And I stress to people, when they ask great questions, it really demonstrates their credibility, their expertise, their reliability, their value, and their differential competitive advantage. Let me stress that one more time because it's so important. It demonstrates how smart they are, how reliable they are, and how effective they will be at having a positive impact upon their decision maker. And I prepare, Jake, for every phone call. I prepare for every in-person interview. A little bit later today, I will be chatting with a prospective client. A CEO heard me speak recently, said, "Jeff, I think you can help our organization." So we've now scheduled a meeting with the CEO, his VP of sales and marketing. That'll take place today. And I've prepared a list of specific questions geared to their business, their industry. Now, let me give you some general questions that anyone listening will be able to adapt or apply. Questions like, what are your goals? Short term, long term. What are you looking to accomplish? Here's another one. What are you doing to improve or upgrade your current, and here, Jake, someone would fill in the blank. Another example is, what does your perfect solution look like? That's one of my favorites, because if you ask that, people will really tell you. Here's another great one. What's your experience with, because that really capitalizes upon their knowledge, their experience, their history. Here's another one. What have been some of your concerns when previously considering, and here you fill in the blank. What can I do to make sure that never happens when you work with me and our team? Another possibility. What's your biggest challenge? Jake, that's only four words, but people are probably good for 4 hours with their response. Another possibility. What are the qualities you look for in a relationship like ours? Now, that addresses both the little R as well as the big R aspect of a long-term relationship. Another good one, really simple, four words. What are your priorities?